still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your New Year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 through our. So the whole world agrees the halftime show was a disaster. But pregame, and I only joined just in time. The Chloe and Halle stuff was great. They were great. And those two were unbelievable. And then Gladys Knight was unbelievable, as was the F-16 flyover. So there's that. At least there was the pregame. At least that was good. That was good. And again, I think the game itself was good. It's just, it was just different. It's interesting because it seems like the tide sort of turned on that on Twitter and text line. It seems like most people seem like they sort of liked it, which is interesting. Lowest scoring game ever. I mean, it was, as I said, it was just a... It was inspired defense. And it was inspired defensive coaching. Wasn't that? Jay and Bell says, well, do you think Pats drafted a quarterback in the first two rounds this year? Jay, somebody asked me that earlier. I'm just not sure. I think they think they're all right. I don't know how much longer Brady's going to play. They have Hoyer as a backup. I think they think they're all right and that they don't want to spend resources on it. Will they draft a quarterback at some point in this draft? Maybe. It's not a deep quarterback draft. They could address it. I sort of think their number one priority right now is retooling the tight end position, given that, Gronkowski could retire at any minute. That's sort of how I view it right now. Clemson dad, then Big Bad Bob. Clemson dad.
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man, I was way off on my prediction. I guess like everybody in the whole United States, but I won't go into that.
You had the Rams, right?
Earlier. Yeah, I did. 41-38, for God's sake. But anyway, that is what it is.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about the people who bet the over.
No kidding, right? I just thought it was going to go back and forth and back and forth, but obviously not.
Well, again, on paper, I think you could see why it might, given the excellence of the two offenses and given what we saw last year. But it was a different game. Like I said, look, had this game been played on a different day, like, if it were played next Sunday, I don't think you'd have that same result. I think the Patriots would have scored 30 points, and I think the Rams would have scored 10, something of that sort.
Right.
But on this particular day, it gave us a 13-3 game.
Right. Well, I'm going to say one more thing on the game, then I got a comment about Sean McVay. But you're talking earlier about Edelman, like, shying away from the punts and this and that and MVP and – I'm kind of with you. I mean, Gilmore had you know, INT, and he had 5 tackles solo, and he played a good game, you know, Walt. And I just think it might have – if you look at the stats, the punter for the Rams, he punted 9 times. Obviously, you don't want your team to do that. But he – 417 yards he amassed punting.
Yeah.
Inside of 25 yeah. times, long of 65.
Yeah. By the way, one other thing we said that, you know, and of course they never tried it because I think they knew the Patriots would not fall for it as the Saints did. You know, they weren't going to play Washington Generals. You weren't going to run the fake punts on him with Vetter. But yeah, I mean, I thought he did a great job, and I thought Edelman really struggled fielding those punts. And as I mentioned, I think it goes back to the Kansas City game where he had that trouble on the one that almost resulted in disaster. And thought I think he was a little reticent, a little gun shy to perhaps put his team in that same situation. But the bad part is I think in not fielding those punts, he really hurt his team.
I think you're right. I mean, 417 yards he amassed.
Yeah, just too many of those yards were on the ground. You know, which is the yeah. real problem. And again, there were multiple times there I thought the Patriots had them pinned deep and the Rams were basically kicking out of their end zone. And I thought, this is where the game ends. You know, New England's going to get the ball in plus territory, short field. They'll go punch it in and it'll be over. And there were several of those circumstances. And in every one, Edelman didn't field the ball. The ball hit and it bounced and it rolled into New England territory. And so that's why I wouldn't, as good as he was offensively, that's why I would not have voted for Edelman had I an MVP vote. I would have voted for one of those defensive players.
I agree. I was going to bring up McVay. You were talking earlier about people criticizing him and giving him a hard time. It's like you said, the guy's 33 years old, Walt.
I mean,
when
you need to.
I was 33 years old. I had a 1-year-old daughter. I was scared to death at life, and this guy's on top of the world.
That's it exactly.
You know?
Ask yourself, you know, if you're beyond that age, ask yourself where you were at 33. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's astonishing. This guy is the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams and has his team in the Super Bowl at the age of 33. I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment. And it's no shame to lose to those two guys on the other side because basically everybody else does too. So, you know, I would say back off those two guys because they're going to win Super Bowls right? together. They're going to win Super Bowls together. Yeah.
But if you look in his coaching tree, he had the Gruden brothers and Mike Shanahan in the NFL. So, is it just something in his genes, I guess?
Look, he's a bright guy, and he's done a great job with that franchise, and he also owned it. You know, afterward, he said, man, I got outcoached. He said, it's plain and simple. He said, I have to deal with this, you know, basically in the hard light of morning that I got outcoached. So, look, he's a really bright guy. He understands what happened to him. That's a growing experience. That's why they weren't going to win. I mean, they weren't going to win because they weren't going to win those two matchups, and they didn't. And you know, but that doesn't mean that they won't win the next time. You know, they have something going there. We'll see how they manage the salary cap and everything else, but they have something going.
All right, I'll take this off the air. How long do you think Wade Phillips will stay there, Walt? And I'll listen to that.
Yeah, thank you, Crimson Dad. I have no idea. But, I mean, he was an instrumental part of shaping that defense. You know, he was an instrumental part. Texter asked, Walt, was Goff exposed for lack of arm strength? No. Goff's arm is fine. Goff can make not only make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make, but when he sets his feet and when he's not pressured, he probably throws as pretty a ball as there is in the league. That is a timing and a precision-based offense, and the Patriots disrupt all that. You know, we warned last week that there were two issues on that offensive line, Sullivan, the tackle, and the right guard. That those two guys in pass protection weren't any good and that the Patriots would exploit them. And they did with their stunts, their games, attacking the middle of that, getting Goff off of his spot. That's what they did all game. Those are the weak areas. And the Patriots took away the strong areas. The strong areas were Whitworth and Saffold, the left tackle and left guard. And the Patriots took those away by playing a 6-man defensive front. And they just weren't going to let them run the ball. So they didn't let him run it. They had basically no rushing game, and they hit Goff 4 times, or they sacked him 4 times, hit him 12 times, and they just made life difficult. And they were also cutting down one of his receivers at the line of scrimmage on almost every play. I mean, they weren't even letting guys get out into routes. You know, there wasn't anything to do. There wasn't anywhere to go. But both guys will learn from it. Both guys will learn from it. Big Bad Bob, I'm coming right to you. Ramona, Michael writes, did you not just call these franchises out in response to this tweet from Michael Dyer? Listen to this, Ron. This may be my favorite tweet of all time. A four-month-old baby in Boston has seen more championships than a 45-year-old Mets, Jets, Knicks fan.
Oh, that's just wrong.
That is absolutely brutal.
That's wrong. Oh, my God.
That is one of my favorite tweets of all time. Michael Dyer and Michael Reagan writes, didn't you just call these franchises out? I did. But I didn't think to put it in these terms. I wish I had. Brilliantly done, Michael Dyer, and thanks for forwarding this, Michael. Michael Reagan, a four-month-old baby in Boston has seen more championships than a 45-year-old Mets, Jets, Knicks fan. That's hysterical. It's just so cold and so true.
It is.
It's absolutely brutal.
What can you do?
A four-month-old baby in Boston. Oh, man. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Bob.
Listen, when you were... Oh, by the way, Paul's from NRE.
Yeah, we know.
We need to have a remote on the NRE River.
Probably
that's
not.
Where I met Hank Williams Jr. He was down there firing his weapon.
Let's get
that's
to
know, that's a
great
Bob. Place to go.
Yeah.
Listen, you were talking with me about the Patriots. You said they had the other day. I was surprised because I guess I didn't keep up. I didn't with all the offense they had. You said they had a great. You said they had one of the best defenses they've had in a long time. They proved it, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean the defense had improved markedly over the course of the whole year, and they were. I have no idea what that is. They were fully healthy for the first time, and I think it showed, even though they lost Chung in the game. But yeah, I mean I think you saw the impact of health. And again, last year they weren't healthy when they played the Eagles, but you know they were this time around.
Yeah, they sacked Jared Goff and also the Rams. They stopped the run game. They only got 62 yards. And Gurley and Anderson were talking about it. They said that we just couldn't do it. We couldn't get through. And they were talking about that. That was when Brady kind of went to town, I guess, didn't he? But did you feel in the last couple of minutes, at some point, did you feel that Brady was going to pull out a touchdown right near the end? Did you just feel that?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, look, the crowd felt it, too. When that last drive that Brady led the touchdown drive, the whole crowd was chanting Brady, Brady. I mean, so I don't ever remember seeing that in a Super Bowl before.
Listen, you're talking about the players. What about Burkhead? He's done well in the postseason. I looked him up. He's a sixth-round draft pick from the Bengals. And how long has he been with them?
Say again?
The running back, Burkhead.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Burkhead...
Burkhead had 43 yards when Chris Hogan and James White
the Patriots base it on a week-by-week basis and how they're going to attack somebody and who's going to play and who's going to get the ball. And Burkhead certainly became a factor for him, no question. You know, they had sort of a three-pronged running attack, although the truth is James White doesn't generally get the ball as a runner. He only generally gets as a receiver. So you had Sony Michel and Burkhead, and they each give you a little something different.
Well, Walt, you were spot on about the defense, and the Rams had a good defense. I knew that. But next year, we need to get a road race man to be at the Super Bowl, and I'm going to play my horn. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. How's it sound?
Yeah, I changed my mind. Yeah,
I can call the waitresses at Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
That's why she told you to not play,
right, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, gosh. Mimi's coming in now. I got to go.
All right, Bob. I'll see you. Oh, man. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. He just said he first met Hank Williams Jr. down by the river in Henry. Right?
And then he was firing his gun off.
Yeah. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept. It blends the ownership of a condominium, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. Here's the deal. They started out with 118 residences. All right. I don't know exactly how many are left. You are in the last third, though. I know that. You're running out of time. If you know, I've told you before in this deal, you have to act. If you want it, there's one parcel of land, people. It's heaven sent. There's not another lake. This is it. This is the ideal place for a Clemson fan to live. Restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so you can mess it up and not clean it up. And then if you're an owner, you'll have the option of renting your residence while you aren't using it. Or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can rent part and stay in part. Go see Taj Boyd. Taj is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Do it today. You're running out of time. Wall tip till the road rage. Quick break.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
the flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? Now's the time. 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in right now. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. You know, Tom's was really successful, and so they didn't want to just trade everything up. They were, you know, people love Tom's, and so they stayed true to all the original recipes, but they added some things that were uniquely their own. Like they added mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is unbelievable. And so Brock and Beth took a great thing and made it better. They do catering, tailgates, parties, whatever it is. You know, look, you want to be the hit of your get-together. I mean, man, you people should have capitalized on this for Super Bowl Sunday, but your next event, whatever it is, let Tom's cater it. They have they're the home for the national champion Cheerwine barbecue sauce. I mean, I know that sounds good, but it tastes even better than it sounds. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. I've had multiple people write me about that sauce as well. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. They toss them in any of the 8 sauces. They also are the home for the now legendary Tom's Banana Pudding. It's incredible. Don't ask me, but it's just better. It just is. Trust me. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Go see them. By the way, Ramona, they would not reveal their banana pudding secret to me.
And they shouldn't.
No, probably true. Probably true. You never know when some foreign faction government would try and, you know, get it out of me.
Get it out of you.
You know, every once in a while, there's something that I just hear or see that I just can't get out of my mind. I'm there now with that tweet. A 4-month-old baby in Boston has seen more championships than a 45-year-old Mets, Jets, Knicks fan.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
You know, it's funny. You know, Craig has a son. You know that, right?
Huh?
You know Craig has a son.
I didn't know he had a son.
Yeah. His son is Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin's an adult.
And you just told everybody Kevin might not want anybody to know that.
No, Kevin already says that. He doesn't want anybody to know that. But Kevin's on Twitter as well. And Kevin is also an extremely frustrated Jets fan.
He
was raised in the family tradition of sucking. And on Twitter after the game, he wrote this tweet. He wrote, "I hate football."
That's all he said. That's it.
He says, "I hate football." And then later he came back and said, and as if it couldn't have been any worse, they had to bring Joe Namath out for the presentation.
No, they did not. Did they really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, why would he want to be out there for that?
Joe,
he can always just say, I'm the only one that ever did any good at the team.
Yeah, Joe is just old. He likes anybody remembering who he is. So,
that's true.
You know, sure. It's...
that's just too wrong.
But it was... those tweets, I just... I laughed out loud at it. I mean, just too funny. I mean, the frustration of those franchises. And again, it's almost hard to know which of those franchises has been the worst. They've all been so hideously bad that it's hard to distinguish. You know, it really is. They're just all atrocious. The Dolan era with the Knicks has been an absolute abomination. The Mets have fundamentally had nobody in charge forever. I mean, the Mets took the greatest pitching staff, arguably the most talented pitching staff ever assembled in baseball history, and they have nothing to show for it. I mean, they have a Cy Young winner now who is the only sub 500 Cy Young winner in history. I mean, the greatest pitcher in baseball who no one else can hit, he can't even win half his games because their franchise is such a debacle.
Oh, that must be depressing for him.
Oh, yeah.
He must say, I hate baseball.
Yeah. I mean, exactly right. So, but I had never thought of it quite in those terms. Texas said Namath is pitching Medicare Advantage plans now. No gig is beneath them.
It may be true. Is the last part? I couldn't understand you because you were laughing.
No gig is beneath them. It may be true. Yeah.
Well, isn't he the one that wore the pantyhose?
Yeah, I guess so. It was a million years ago.
You know, I mean.
Being a coach myself, there are many times coaches will tell you not to field punts. Based on the experience Edelman had against the Chiefs, I could conceivably believe this, like Dabo did with DK Fear and turnovers. Yeah, I don't think anyone specifically told him not to field them. I don't think so. It's not how it looked to me. He was frustrated that he didn't field them. It was just him. I think it goes back to he wants to field every punt. I mean, Edelman never wants to fair catch, and he never wants to give up on anything. And I've watched him all year field, you know, these rugby-style punts or punts that wind up on the ground. He fields. You know, that's what he wants to do. But I think the Kansas City thing was close enough to a disaster that led him to reconsider in this situation. But again, I thought it hurt the Patriots. That's why I would have probably made a different selection for MVP. Tess says, how do you feel about Dwayne Allen as a replacement for Gronk? Well, look, Dwayne Allen's primary role in that offense is an inline blocker. He's not part of the receiving game, and I don't think he's going to be. Could he fill some of the inline blocking duties? Yeah, but remember, you know, as good and Allen actually has developed into a pretty good blocker. He's pretty good in that role. And maybe that was one of the unknown elements of the game. But in terms of replacing Gronkowski in that role, no, because look, Gronkowski is, you know, 6'6" and 280, whatever he is. And he's basically another offensive lineman. You just don't find that size and that power. And even though Gronkowski can't really get separation anymore. He found a fountain of youth moment, you know, I think in Sunday's game. He's still the most dominant blocking tight end in the game. So there's still that. You know, look, I mean, I think they would like him to return. You know, you have to deal with his antics. More than that, though, you have to deal with the fact he's always going to be in and out of the lineup. He's never going to be somebody you can count on to be there. You know, he's had too much of a history of injuries. That doesn't mean they won't want him to return. You know, he's the guy who's the question, though. Brady wasn't in question. I don't think Belichick is in question yet, although I'm still not 100% sure of that. I mean, I don't think Belichick is going to be there long. I don't think Brady is going to be there long. You know, Brady is...
Yeah, but you for sure think they're going to come back from next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brady was... Yeah, look, Brady already answered that. Brady said he's absolutely coming back. And he, you know, he was asked by Jim Nantz after the game, you know, well, basically why? And he said, he looked around and, you know, the confetti's flying. He said, this. Yeah, he said, this. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you want to do this again? He said... and so, you know, there's that. I think he's coming back. I think Belichick is coming back. And Gronkowski is the iffy one. I'm not sure of that. I mean, if you'd asked me like midseason, I would have said absolutely no, that he's done. But we'll see. There are multiple people have asked me about Isaac Nata. You know, obviously the Georgia connection is there. You know, I want to go back and watch Nata on film more. I've seen his whole career. I've seen every snap, but I still want to watch film study him to see how good he is as an inline blocker. I suspect, you know, my memory off the top of my head, I think he does a pretty adequate job in that regard, but I want to watch him. I want to watch them. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. I do think the Patriots are drafting a tight end. I would be shocked if they didn't draft the tight end. Now, they might add one. Remember, they added Martellus Bennett a couple years ago, and he was instrumental in a Super Bowl run. So we'll see how that plays out. Intimidator 1 in Seneca said Coach Venables was glued to his TV last night. I'll bet he was. I'll bet he was. I bet he has a different viewpoint of the game than the people who didn't like it. I'll bet he does. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Turner's in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. There is no jewelry store like Turner's. Turner's isn't a chain. It's privately owned. It's a special place. Diamonds. The largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. Not even close. In stock. Every price range. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. You can go see Mark and staff right now. They'll show you all the diamonds you could possibly want in every price range. Watches, there's that. The watches, the selection of watches is unbelievable. Almost unparalleled. And they have Manly watches as well. So if you haven't been able to find a watch that suits you, you can find it at Turner's. Pearls, gemstones. They design jewelry every day at Turner's. 3D CAD technology. They design jewelry every single day. I have seen the whole operation and back. It is amazing. The technology is amazing. So if you have something special you want designed, if you can even draw it on a napkin, they can bring it to life with your guidance. And then as little as 8 to 11 days, it's completed. So if you're looking for a one-of-a-kind piece, Turner's offers you that. And then the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Turner's is well known for their Pandora. Have a store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora experts, ladies. They know the whole line inside and out. But more recently, Turner's has added the whole line of collegiate Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Huge selection, lots of Tiger Paw stuff. Only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. And they're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon Tiger Paw bands. Incredibly cool. That is Turner's Jewelers. If you're a Clemson basketball fan, I think you should be happy. I think things have turned as we sort of expected they would. And I think you're going to see that for the rest of the year. I think Clemson is going to take full advantage of the schedule now as it becomes more favorable because, again, they were sort of victimized by it early and people wanted to ignore that. You know, you heard Zeke calling about North Carolina earlier talking about how schedule is so important and how it's favorable for North Carolina. Well, it was not only unfavorable for Clemson, it was just brutal. It was absurd, ridiculous. And now you're starting to see it even out. So, you know, again, I got the tweets from people, one or two people who said, yeah, but well, those teams weren't any good. Yeah, well, guess what? Everyone else got to play them. Clemson hadn't. And that's what people ignored. And now I think Clemson's starting to garner a little confidence, starting to feel a little better about themselves. And I think that's how it's going to play out. I just said Mets did win the World Series in 86. So there. That's correct.
They're not as bad as the Jets.
No. I mean, the Jets have made the playoffs under Sanchez and under Ryan, but the Jets have not won a championship, you know, since 1969. Which,
no wonder Craig hates it.
Well, and amazingly enough, that's really the last time that the Knicks won, too. I mean, the Knicks won in 69 and 72 or 73. But it's been the same basic time frame. I mean, it's been 50 years. 50 years of incompetency. I mean, it's hard to do. Hey, trust me, it is hard. You want to, you know, we talk about how great the Patriots are. And how impossible what they've done is, especially in a salary cap era. Well, how difficult do you think it is to suck for 50 years?
You know, you're saying there's an art to it?
Right, there's an art to it. It's special. You have to be special to suck for 50 years. Seriously. I mean, you're sucking through good times, bad times. I mean, you're a master sucker. I mean, you just
you're saying that they made the playoffs a couple times.
Yeah, but
so they get close and
they were never close. They were never close. Texas says Turner's is great. Walt, they designed my wife's engagement ring. Did a great job. Mark and Jacob are the best. That's from Brandon and Pendleton. How about that, Ramona? How about that for a testimonial?
That is great.
Pretty good.
That's what they did for me.
That's right. Okay, here's what. Let me tell you about Simmons Mattress Outlet. We'll take a quick break. I want to talk about the Hall of Fame a little bit before we get out of here today. The Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. No one does it like Simmons. They're the best. Look, if you're waking up in the morning and your back hurts, your neck hurts, you're cranky, you're not productive all day, you're not being civil to people you care about, these kind of things, chances are you need more sleep, better quality sleep. And you know, man, you know how bad your mattress is. You know how long it's been. You may want to ignore it. Listen, mattresses are affordable every stinking day at the Simmons Mattress Outlet. You don't need to wait for these retail places to have their once every 6 month going on a business sale when they reduce their price from 300% overinflated to 280. That's not actually a sale. That's just less of a scam. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca, where every day mattresses are up to 75% off. You know, tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It just can't get any better. They have Serta, Beauty Rest now as well, memory foam, any configuration, and the largest selection of mattresses to choose from anywhere. So you'll get exactly the right mattress for you instead of this pseudo choice stuff. You go to these retail places, they have like 40 mattresses. You're not picking out the mattress that's best for you. You're picking out the mattress that's best for them. That's what pseudo choice is. It's like going to a car dealership wanting a blue car, and you come away buying a red car because they didn't have any blue cars. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet. Get your mattress. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Sign up is free, and members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And if your headlights need to be replaced, now's the time to do the job. New headlights help boost visibility, which means you'll be driving safer, even in the toughest conditions. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for 4 lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless, total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
1, 2, 3, and.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, where to be CCP, 105.5 The Roar. You want in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. That would be the number. I want to touch on this Pro Football Hall of Fame class as well before we get out of here today. And the voting was done. It's all over, and we know who's in. 4 defensive backs made it. Ed Reed, Champ Bailey, Ty Law, and Johnny Robinson, who was the senior finalist. They were among the 8 guys who were selected for enshrinement. And in addition to that, Tony Gonzalez, Kevin Maway, Pat Bolin, the Broncos owner, and Gil Brandt were chosen. Gil Brandt is well-deserving. Pat Bolin, I'm indifferent on. I think Gil Brandt has meant so much to the game of the NFL. And even today, even at his age today, I mean, his mind is still sharp as can be, and he's still so involved with all these elements of the National Football League. I was so happy for Gil Brandt. I don't know him personally. I mean, we've had a Twitter exchange or two, but and we're in the same contest. But I don't know Gil personally, but I've always found him highly likable. You know, even at this age, when I hear him, when I get a chance to hear him on the radio, I enjoy him because he's just a wealth of stories that no one else has. He knows things.
I like the stories.
Yeah, I mean, he knows these odd stories about players and their families that no one else on earth knows, and he remembers them. So I've always... But obviously, he didn't get elected for that. He got elected for his contributions to the game, and rightfully so. My point is just that Gil Brandt is still active in the promotion of the National Football League game today and still plays a role, a major role, in who the draftees who are invited to the green room on for the round one portion of the draft are. So Gil is still heavily involved in even in the scouting elements of it in that regard. So that was very well deserved. In terms of the other guys, Ed Reed would have been my first choice. I wrote that on Twitter. It started a little argument with the Tony Gonzalez faction. And again, I love Tony Gonzalez, but Ed Reed revolutionize the safety position. Tony Gonzalez did not revolutionize the tight end position. That had already been done. Kellen Winslow had done that prior to him. Ed Reed revolutionized the role of a safety. I mean, and at times he was a lone ranger, in part because he was so advanced in every way. Ed Reed saw things before other people saw them, and he made plays on the football his whole career. You know, 50 interceptions, 80. He was around the ball constantly. This was Ed Reed. And physical. I mean, let me put it this way. We didn't get to the first team all-time team, and we still need to do that, but Ed Reed would be one of my safeties. He'd be one of my safeties, along with Ronnie Lott. So he would have been my first choice out of this group of guys. Tony Gonzalez would have been my second. I mean, I think he had just a remarkable career. I found his comments to be a little odd. People here might like it, but I don't think people in Kansas City cared for it. Tony Gonzalez has spent the vast majority of his years for Kansas City. He actually made it sound like he considered himself a Falcon. You know, he talked about how it wasn't until he got to Atlanta that he got to experience what winning was all about. And I'm sorry, did I miss that? What winning did you do there? Did I miss that? I don't know. I mean, it was winning that didn't include any Super Bowls. I know that. Again, Tony Gonzalez, probably the best pass-catching tight end who ever lived, but not a guy who revolutionized the position. The first guy who revolutionized the position was John Mackey. That's why he's still the greatest tight end of all time. And the next guy to revolutionize the position was Kellen Winslow, in my estimation. Ed Reed revolutionized the safety position. Champ Bailey, I have no problem with. Great all-time cornerback. Ty Law, I'm iffy on Ty Law. I think Ty Law was a really good player, but Hall of Fame, I don't know. Johnny Robinson, way overdue. Johnny Robinson is one of the greatest safeties who ever lived. He's top four, top five safeties who ever lived. How Johnny Robinson was in the Hall of Fame. He's the only guy to ever lead both leagues in interceptions. Was always around the football. How that guy got to this point without being in the Hall of Fame is just a complete screw up. I'm trying to think of words I could say on radio. Johnny Robinson should have been in the Hall of Fame like decades ago. That was disgraceful. Kevin Mahway, I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised given the other guys, the other offensive linemen who could have been voted in. Mahway had longevity for him, going for him. He played a long time. But as most people who listen to the show know, I'm not a fan of longevity as it pertains to Hall of Fame status and worthiness. I don't care that you lived on a French mountain diet and you ate yogurt and raisins and almonds. I want to know, were you the best? Tony Boselli was the best tackle in the National Football League for about a six-year period. Oh, look, Ramona knows the Jacksonville player. Boselli was the best tackle in the National Football League for about 6 years. Is that good enough? I guess the question there really comes down to position. It was good enough at running back for like Gale Sayers, but apparently it's not good enough for some of these voters from an offensive line standpoint. I think Steve Hutchinson and Alan Fenneca, quite honestly, with all due respect to Kevin Mahway, who I think was a really good player for a really long time, I would have voted for all three of those other offensive linemen before I voted for Mahway. I think Hutchinson was one of the most dominant guards the game has ever seen. He's a guard, that's maybe what penalizes him. Boselli was the best tackle in football for most of 6 years. Left tackle, which is the priority position. And then Fenneca was this unique combination of athlete and physical force. When Fenneca came pulling around, you knew two things. One, he had the athleticism to get there. And two, he was going to hurt you when he did. Again, this is a pretty good group of candidates. And you could have made cases for many of these guys. But if I was rating the offensive linemen, I would have had Mawe last in that group of four. And I would have had those other three guys, obviously, above him. Towns, I'm coming to you in 1 second. The other guy that I think is worthy of consideration, and he didn't get any, was Richard Seymour. I think Richard Seymour is one of the better defensive linemen I've seen. I just think that voters just don't get it. We live in this world of people who just read stat sheets. They don't watch film. And if they do watch it, they don't understand what they're saying. Richard Seymour could play anywhere along the defensive front. Seymour was basically a victim of Belichick's scheme because he didn't put up the numbers because he's frequently playing a five technique role. So he wasn't going to put up these huge sack numbers that he might have achieved had he played in an even front. But anyone who watched Richard Seymour, anyone who understands film, would understand his versatility. His scheme versatility and all the different ways he was utilized in that scheme. To not recognize Richard Seymour is to fundamentally not understand football. Because, honestly, I probably would have voted for Richard Seymour before any of those offensive linemen. Richard Seymour was a dominant defensive lineman. Dominant. As I said, he's just a victim of the scheme he played in because it doesn't produce these giant sack numbers if you're playing a five technique and not front. Towns, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm good, man. How about you?
Good to have you, Towns.
Sure. Congratulations on picking the Patriots. They came out on top.
Thank you.
Listen, I was calling. I had a story, and I told Ramona. I was lucky enough to attend the 29th annual Orange Bowl Classic in Miami, okay, in 1963. And, you know, I've been following. I was 12 at the time and have been following football since I was 8, college football anyway. And but just lucky enough, I had a rich uncle that lived in Key Biscayne, Florida. Down there, you know, in a section of Miami.
Man, what do I need and to we, get we, one of those, Ramona? I need a rich uncle who lives
I need a rich uncle.
I need a rich uncle who lives down near uncle. Miami.
A rich uncle. Yeah, anyway. So, listen, I'm at the game. And the one thing I remembered was it was Alabama and Oklahoma playing. One thing I remember was the announcer kept saying, Leroy Jordan. Yeah. Leroy Jake. He had 30-something tackles
in
that
game. Oh, he's
a machine. Sideline to sideline. As a linebacker.
Yeah.
Well, guess who drafted him 2 weeks prior to the bowl game? Back then, they drafted college players before they played the bowl game.
Gil Brandt.
December.
Gil Brandt.
Gil Brandt to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy knows talent when he sees it. Guess who he says is the best freshman college quarterback he's ever seen in his life?
Well, I would imagine Trevor Lawrence.
You're right.
Now, this is the point in the procedure, Rona, where we have to point out that I have beaten Gil by double figures every year in the Report Top 100 contest. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, really? It is true. Yeah.
Really?
I'm sorry. That's no true.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
You got the documents to, all right. Well, anyway.
Yeah, go to the huddle report.com, Towns. You can look it up yourself.
Okay. I wanted to share that with you. You know, I was a 12-year-old kid. What a game. By the way, that was the last time Alabama had beaten Oklahoma before this year.
Yeah.
They played them four times during that span between 63 and this year.
Yeah, look, Leroy Jordan's not only one of the great college players that ever lived, he's one of the great pro linebackers that ever lived and did it undersized and was a tackling machine. It's like a new age Luke Kuechly kind of guy.
Really?
But Jordan was just absolutely sensational. Again, if you're putting together an all-time college football team, you'd have to start with Butkus on the inside, but you would have to consider Leroy Jordan.
Yeah, he was all over that field. And it was just amazing to me as a kid. His name kept being called. He made every tackle. He made 30-something tackles in the course of the game.
Okay. Absolute machine.
All right. Talk to you later, Walt.
All right, Towns. Thank you. Towns asked me about that game from a gaming perspective, the Super Bowl, and was saying, well, you think the Patriots can win by 3.5? And I said, I think by 17. And I think that's the type of game it was. I mean, it wound up being 10, but I don't know. I think if you watched the game, you probably felt like it probably should have been a 17-point game. Probably should have been.
Towns could have been one of those people, though, that bet all the different number scenarios.
Yeah, it's true. Big Bad Bob says, were you 6-0 in postseason NFL games? Congrats. Somebody told me you were perfect in postseason NFL. No, 7-0. Yes.
Way to go, Bob.
Don't be cheating me, Bob. Don't be messing with my victory total. Hey, before we get out of here, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. Look, no one does donuts like Krispy Kreme. The Reese family has run the Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme locations since the 60s, doing donuts right. They're the home for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which is still the greatest donut that humanity has ever even conceived of. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. Have you had the hot original glaze? You know what, Ron? It's strange how you get a craving for something sometimes. I just have a craving for that. You know, I'm New York Super Cheesecake Donut guy. That's my go-to donut at Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. But right now, I'm craving the hot original glaze for some reason. They have the answer to all your cravings. Ramona craves the Oreo cookie donut, which is her favorite, which she says is the best ever. I don't think I've tried that. Trust me. And then there's all the seasonal donuts and, of course, all the seasonal drinks. You know, don't go to the expensive coffee house. Go to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme Donut. They have all the same drinks at far more reasonable prices. And don't forget, for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme Donuts? Tiger Call's coming up next, and then at 8, after further review. I'll see you tomorrow.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome to Bylo Tiger Calls with Coach Brownell. Brought to you by Bylo, the official supermarket of the Clemson Tigers. Coca-Cola. Not all fans agree on the best game day foods, but when it's served with an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you know you've got yourself a winner. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of the Clemson Tigers. This is the Clemson Tigers Network, powered by